imagine what all the other synthetic drugs are doing to your skin. And in America too, are there still baby boomers around? They see, at one point they were dominating all of the industries and all the sales. And so a huge thing for them is not just preserving their skin so that it looks nice, but dealing with damage from all the chemicals and makeup things, from sun damage, from spots, from moles, from precancerous growths. And so there's a massive need for it.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
And welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, today we have an exciting story to tell, an exciting discovery that we made by accident. Again, this miracle plant we discovered when we were looking for a cure to a very severe diagnosis for my son, and it led us to finding this miracle plant in the raw, juiced, whole plant form, which was what helped unlock my son's brain to heal naturally, and he no longer carries that severe autism diagnosis. But that wasn't the end of our journey. In fact, it was the beginning of our journey. And today we're going to talk about another thing that this miracle plant helps with. And as the title of the day says, Garden of Eden plant revealed to be the fountain of youth. And my mom, Janet Benton Gaylord, who's the head of research and development for 101 CBD and the Miracle Plant, along with co-host Dan Humiston, actually coined that phrase, the Garden of Eden plant, which I love. And in fact, this plant does date back 30,000 years for us humans and us, finding each other, and they can trace it back to us carrying seeds around from place to place as we traveled around the planet. And so while we were looking for a solution, the next thing was, first we were looking for a solution for my son and clearing the fog and the diagnosis that he developed around the age of 3. Next, we were looking for another a miracle for eczema. And so my nephew, my mom's grandson, had, very, very bad case of eczema. And we needed to figure out some way to help, cure or relieve or suppress, that eczema, those bumps and those rashes and those types of things that come up. And I'll let my mom, Janet Benton Gaylord, take it from there as far as how she went about developing this product, the story behind the eczema, and then it's going to lead a little bit further down the road to even what else it can do for your skin. So take it away there, Janet.
Well, thank you. So the Miracle Plant Raw Renew was a new addition to our product line, as we started with sublingual oils and topicals for pain, anxiety, sleep, pretty common areas. But one of my focuses, besides autism, which I have worked with for decades, my other one was just a grandson who had developed about age 1, a severe case of eczema. It started out covering his legs and eventually his entire body. And he was a little guy, about a year old. It was horrifying because he was constantly itching and in pain and uncomfortable, and we had to keep him in like zipped up footed pajamas with mittens on his hands to keep him from scratching his face. And so I had worked a lot with diet. I'm an integrative nutritionist and a psychologist, and I'd worked a lot with diet and healing holistically my whole life. And so of course I made dietary changes, and we saw some relief with that, but the biggest part is just the itch that comes with it is the one that's most noticeable. It leads to all the scratching, and then you can actually get infections from that. And you can actually end up with scars from all the scratching too. And so when we started using the CBD, and again too, there's a lot of research on CBD, more and more anyway, at a clinical and preclinical level related to the skin. But that with the CBDA, so we know it's going to be more effective because the research shows clearly the raw CBDA that we use is 10 to 100 up to 1,000 times more powerful than CBD or THC And so that's why we know that even the research showing how CBD works, take that at least by 10 or more in terms of the CBDA that we use. And so then with the CBDA in the skin, it kind of like with the whole body, one thing it does is it helps with inflammation, which is a basis of a lot of the problems with eczema. It also is an antioxidant, and that comes from like skin damage, like from the sun, you know, with the free radical damage. And so the CBD also helps with that. And other things too, skin products can trigger even further skin issues. An interesting one I came across in research this week was that using synthetic forms of CBD actually can cause more problems with the skin and skin deterioration. And so that's kind of a heads up to the people using a lot of overheated products, chemical processed products, products put in unusual, more pharmaceutical type basis. And so again, too, picking the CBDA, I think was absolutely critical in the treatment of the eczema. And so with a diet, like I say, we saw some relief, but there were still some that was there. It also fluctuated by what you're exposed to in the environment. And so then we put together the Raw Renew. And at the time, my only focus was working with eczema. And so again, too, just using natural butters or everything we use is organic, raw whole plant. And so some real basic things too, like raw organic hemp seed oil, to put it in as one of the basis instead of putting it in like MCT oil or different concoctions people come up to use it with. And just some other types of oils like vitamin E people are familiar with, rose hip. Even added in some turmeric and frankincense essential oils that have known benefits for the skin. So anyway, coming up with a very strong anti-inflammatory, antioxidant formula was very important, and it also had to be soothing. And so that's why some of the ingredients are in there too for the soothing. But the CBDA actually does the soothing by getting rid of the inflammation and the oxidation from the just being the skin being destroyed from the outside. And so, and pretty quickly when you start applying it, it also helps with the skin barrier. Our skin obviously is supposed to keep like the moisture in and the bad things out. And the CBDA is microbial. In other words, it can actually kill the bacteria and the microbes that can also cause infection and skin diseases, including eczema. And so it also helps at that level too. And it also helps balance that barrier. So that again, too, bad things aren't getting in and good things aren't getting out. And kind of along with that whole eczema thing, by the way, too, if people need to understand that our body, when there's things that aren't good for the body, or if you just eat things and there's some extra things the body can't use, we normally eliminate through normal elimination. And if our body's not doing that, our second way of getting rid of toxins and things from our body is the skin. And that's another thing that leads into eczema and other skin inflammations, is our body is then trying to get rid of the toxins out of our bloodstream, out of harm's way from our body through the skin. And it's also good to remember that if you don't solve it at the skin level or the digestive level, your third area your body uses to get rid of toxins is your lungs. So the last things you want to be doing is not getting rid of elimination through normal elimination, and then not dealing with skin issues and what is causing those problems, because your third option is not good at all when you're talking about lung infections. So again, too, this Raw Renew plant based topical that we created very quickly worked in terms of all the obvious eczema, active eczema on the skin. And very quickly, and I've watched it many, many times, you can just rub it on active patches of eczema and the redness goes away. And in a few more minutes, then the itching goes away. And then in like 2 to 3 days, depending upon the depth and how severe the eczema patches are, they even fade and are fading away. And so my grandson now, we started when he was a year old. And by the time he was 3, you know, we'd gotten rid of a lot of it, but it still flares up because, and he'll even call me to say that, oh, I need some more cream because I said, what did you eat? And he said, I ate hot dogs. I had chocolate milk. I went to the gas station and got their lemonade. And so again, too, then he had the flares again. So again, too, immediately, though, he knows he can put the Raw Renew on. The itching and pain will stop, the redness will go away, and soon all the signs of it are gone. And so we started with this product to treat like a pretty severe medical condition. And without even realizing it too, we also popped into the whole arena of just people that have regular aging issues or just trying to get rid of wrinkles or sun damage, that the product then, which are much easier to actually deal with than a serious eczema case. So to me, our biggest reason people use it now is just for women and men both using it for just regular skin conditions and prevention and actually turning back the clock at times for skin diseases and skin and, you know, the basic wrinkles and redness and things like that.
Well, wonderful, wonderful stuff. You know, and to me, it's perplexing that we live in this country, you know, the United States of America. And I know a lot of people are having these issues because they come into our stores and they tell us. And then there seems to be a lot of like issues like eczema, you know, with children. And the current model that's out there, you know, shooting kids up with steroids and all these creams and chemicals, which is what you would get prescribed if you went to the doctor, isn't working. In many cases, we've seen it gotten worse. And yet here we are on a podcast on a sunny day in August telling you that there's a product that's made from plants, and the primary part is a raw hemp plant, and that it worked. And you would think, right, like that would be enough, because one person would tell another person, and another person would tell another person, and you have that opportunity right now listening to this podcast. And how do you do that? Well, you share this podcast, you forward this podcast, you rate this podcast, you review this podcast. You point them towards us. We built a little landing page for you to go to. It's beautyskinsecrets.com. And that talks more about the amazing properties of balancing the skin. Because as we all know, people will spend a fortune to make their skin look like it did when they were in their 20s. And using these harsh abrasive chemicals and Botox and anything. I mean, you name it. And here's this cold-pressed plant that you could rub on your skin that works wonderfully for pain, but because it helps our bodies find homeostasis on a cellular level, meaning that if it notices that something is wrong on a cellular level, it will help reset the DNA. It will help get that cell. If the cell doesn't belong, or if it's irregular and it needs to be, killed off, because every cell that in our body has a kill code. It has a life cycle, a half-life, if you will. And our body naturally, our immune system and our body, when it's healthy, and the healthiest body is a fully supplemented endocannabinoid system with cannabinoids like CBD, it will get rid of those irregular cells or those cells that don't belong there. You know, that's also how it works with cancer. But even in just normal aging and skin, we've seen amazing things, amazing stories, like varicose veins and, you know, even, you know, warts or whatever precancerous things, liver spots. You just rub it on for 2 weeks and take a picture before and after. And this miracle plant in the raw form does these amazing things. So you can check more out about that at www.beautyskinsecrets.com. And we'll have that in the show notes as well. But again, just getting to the fact, like, as you can sense the frustration in my voice, because I am frustrated that there is like, that's why we started the podcast, because it's like, okay, we found this oil. It was the answer to our prayers as we searched for years and years to figure out how I could get my son healthy and get him back to living a healthy, happy life. And we found it. And more people came to us and they had their issues, their health issues, neuropathy, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinson's, of course, autism, Alzheimer's, cancer, you name it, right? It's funny that Jack Herrera said, hemp has 50,000 uses, but I don't even think included in those 50,000 uses was the fact of all of these ailments. And like Dr. Ethan Russo said, basically with the endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, that basically all diseases and health issues are because of a lack of a fully supplemented endocannabinoid system, which every body has, every mammal has, And how you can fully supplement it is by, the best way to fully supplement it is by eating the cannabis plant that has over 100 cannabinoids that fully supplement that endocannabinoid system that balances all the other systems, all the other systems in your body. That one balances. It's like the puppet master. I was on the phone yesterday with a chiropractor in Oklahoma, and she had never heard of this before. And yes, I know this is new information, so my frustration level I can tamper down a little bit, because they aren't teaching this in medical school, and because there has been a hush campaign to keep this information from getting out, which is why we're on a podcast talking about it, and why we're not on, I don't even know, is it Kelly Clarkson has the big daytime show these days, talking about it, because we also have a system that's set up to suppress this type of information, because everything needs to go through the billion-dollar hoops of the FDA. No, it doesn't. Not when it comes to people's health and children's health. No, it doesn't. What needs to happen is that there needs to be a viral, you know, type of you know, expansion and people understanding. You know, we talk about videos going viral. Like the fact that there is raw CBDA, raw hemp out there that's helping children with eczema, getting rid of the eczema, rashes, bug bites, cuts, scrapes, and it's natural and there's no side effects. It's like, it's crazy to me. And I thank God I was the one that found this plant, and I have the heart and the fire and the desire to fight, to push, to go to courts, to sue, to fight, to open up new bank accounts, to open up new Facebook accounts, to join digital masterminds around the world, literally traveling around the world to become an expert in cannabis, an expert in hemp. I challenge anybody to know more than I do about raw hemp extract. No one makes more, no one knows more than I do, because I dedicated my life to it. And now I figured it out, the solution for my son. I have to get out there and fight again, and fight and fight and fight with some of the people that you've heard on here before, the Bob Hobans of the world, the Patrick Goggins of the world. And we have to take these people to court. We have to sue them. We have to go to court to fight, because we are in a fight. We are in a fight. Don't kid yourselves. There are people out there, there are corporations out there, there are industries out there that do not want you to have this information, that you could grow a plant in your backyard practically for free. And you could take that plant and rub it on your skin for pain or for any type of skin irritation. And if you can't grow a plant, or you don't want to and you don't know how to, we make the products, we make them extremely affordable. We have compassion programs up to half off, even free access to free products. I mean, it's like, help us, please. We need your help to reach a billion people. Forward the podcast, tell a friend, try the product. You know, I know you've been burnt before. I know there's been empty promises. I know you maybe even tried a CBD product and you've given up because you said it didn't work. You know what? Half the products out there don't work. It's just the facts. Somebody started a company because they thought they could make some money. They bought the cheapest isolated crap they could find. They thought all CBD was created equal, or they rationalized it to themselves as to why a cheap product is okay to put on the market. I'll win on price. You know, good luck with that one. Amazon's got you beaten, so does Walmart. If you can't buy at their economies of scale, then you'll never win the price to the lowest. The people that win in business are the people that actually care about their clients, that actually put their clients' needs, solving their clients' needs first. That's how you win, making sure that you're listening to what their problems are and that you're providing this and you're giving it to them. You're asking them, what's your problem? What's the biggest problem that you have? My child has eczema. And then you create a product that solves it.
I'd like to give it to them. And let me pop in here for a minute too, talking about eczema. One thing I did before the podcast was just do a general search on the internet of what are the solutions for eczema. And even like WebMD and some of the ones that people follow around the world, they basically admit they don't really have any understanding of how to really deal with it. And then they say things like, oh, it doesn't really relate to diet, so you shouldn't do elimination diet to see if it relates to diet, which is just plain, can I use the word ignorant? And so again, too, there's no real solutions or understanding. And so then you're just back to medications. And that's basically what they then supply. And as you know, a lot of the medications they do for skin diseases end up causing even worse skin diseases. And so that's why it's so important to have something that actually works, that is raw, that's organic, that works with your skin. And there really isn't anything on earth that works better with your skin than the CBD. And I'll always say CBDA because the raw is much better and much more effective. There just really isn't anything. So Justin had mentioned briefly, we have our bodies make cannabinoids. They're called endocannabinoids. And they call it an evolutionary result. In other words, for during our development and continued, you know, changing during our lives and lifetime after lifetime, we've always had hemp with us. We ate it. We cooked with it. We ate, used it for medicine. We ate animals that had it. So the hemp plant is the only plant, all cannabis plants, that our bodies literally have receptors, a whole receptor system called the endocannabinoid system that literally is in every cell in our body. And that's why, like, when you rub it on your skin, although it does, research shows it is permeates or goes into the skin, but right in the, every cell in our body, there are those receptors. And so when you rub it on your skin, trying to treat whatever the anti-aging, it's not just staying on your skin. It's actually immediately working with receptors at every level of the skin down into the body. And so for just that reason alone, it's the most powerful of all the different things that are on there. And as I mentioned briefly before, using synthetic cannabinoids is bad for your skin. Can you imagine what all the other synthetic drugs are doing to your skin? And in America too, are there still baby boomers around? They see, at one point they were dominating all of the industries and all the sales. And so a huge thing for them is not just preserving their skin so that it looks nice, but dealing with damage from all the chemicals and makeup things, from sun damage, from spots, from moles, from precancerous growth. And so there's a massive need for it. And a quick segue too is my brother had psoriasis, and two of the things they treated it with, one were light therapy, and the other one was a drug called methotrexate, which I was looking today, it's still being constantly recommended in written prescriptions for. And the methotrexate and related drugs led to severe arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, and where he had the light treatments, he grew massive cancerous growths. And they were squamous cell, the same kind you would get from being in the sun too long. And I was talking to a doctor about it, and he goes, well, yeah, some of those things didn't work out so well, did they? I said, well, actually, no, because my brother passed away from those side effects of those treatments for his skin problem of psoriasis. And so this is really actually, I can't even express how important it is that we come up with some solutions for our skin, not like I say, not just so we look younger, longer, but actually prevent disease and get rid of inflamed skin. Or if you're a teenager, your biggest skin issue is acne. And the CBDA works great for that too, by balancing, you know, the lipid or the fat production that your body builds up that can cause, relate to acne, by getting rid of the redness, by getting rid of inflammation, by balancing and maintaining the skin barrier. There are just so many things that it does. And also, too, Justin had mentioned, so homeostasis or balance is huge with CBDA and our endocannabinoid system. And so just the fact if you had a precancerous cells were growing, their rate of growth is different from a normal cell. And so the body, in focusing on balance, will actually kill the ones that are growing too quickly because they aren't in balance. And there's a lot of other different ways that are like our PPAR or PPAR receptors and things that actually directly attack cancer. And again, too, we often talk skin is the largest organ of our body. It's all we have between us and that whole outside world of threats. And so to me, just our treatment, we have a product, Raw Renew, and you could think of it, oh, I just put it on my face so I can put my cosmetics on easier in the morning. But we really need to emphasize that it started out as a treatment for a severe condition called eczema. And if you've ever known anybody that had it and how embarrassed they are, like to go out in the sun or to be seen without long sleeves, but the main thing is just the pain, and it just continues to deteriorate. The CBDA also taken internally helps balance the immune system, which is also related to the skin conditions. So again, too, skin conditions are massive. And so some of us start just trying to, you know, get rid of a brown spot on our cheeks or have less wrinkles or make our skin look plumper. But deep down, the Raw Renew was meant to renew more than just your face. It's meant to heal and renew a massive number of skin conditions that are life-threatening. And so again, too, we focus on it because majority of our customers are looking for skin, just more skin cosmetic related skin issues. But just keep in mind that this is also the answer for much more significant and long lasting skin issues.
Absolutely. Dan, have anything to add? I know that's a lot of information that we're covering here, but
yeah,
wanted to give you a chance to weigh in.
Well, I think it's important that people understand the difference between CBD and CBDA in their cosmetics. There are a lot of cosmetics now that are, or skin cleansing products that have CBD as an ingredient in them. But CBD is not CBD is not CBD.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more, Dan. Like I say, just doing my recent research on it too, the fact that using what they labeled synthetic CBD was actually harmful to the skin. And so then again, too, many of the heated ones, when you heat them into CBD, they just cannot go to all the same places in the body. They're kind of limited to what we call the CB1 and CB2 receptors of that endocannabinoid system. Whereas the CBDA, the raw, that our body recognizes immediately goes to every cell in our body. And it really is the master at, like I say, balancing everything in our body. Homeostasis, we call it. Super strong anti-inflammatory by balancing the immune system, which is inflammation versus anti-inflammatory processes. And strong antioxidant from free radical damage, which is another huge issue. People are always taking, what are some of their favorites, like turmeric or just different things that have some antioxidant, anti-inflammatory processes, but nothing compared to the CBDA that literally balances the systems, you know, the immune system for anti-inflammatory and then the endocrine system for antioxidant levels. And so, and I know most of us are getting so tired. We hear 1,000 commercials and we try 1,000 products. And I think of the young girls I know in their 20s and 30s, my gosh, they put on like 10 to 12 products every day. And they're constantly looking and researching to find some new magic. And it's just this layer after layer after layer of overheated, chemicalized products. And so I agree with Justin's frustration, just sticking with Mother Nature, with raw hemp plant, which again, too, we call it the Garden of Eden plant because it's been around forever. And it has magical properties in terms of it just does so much more than all of the synthetic products that we have out there. So I understand his frustration that we know this product works. The people who use it give us rave reviews all the time. And then again, to not have it replaced out there by people going to from every place from Walgreens up to the highest level stores in New York City. And again, to just often getting different pharmaceutical type concoctions, the same way in our health, we focus on pharmaceuticals versus natural. So anyway, I can't say enough good things about the Raw Renew. It's one of our products that I'm the proudest of creating. And I am so hoping people go to the website that Justin mentioned, in www.beautyskin. I'll have you correct me, Justin. I didn't write it down.
It's on there. It's on the Clubhouse, and it'll be in the show notes. It's www.beautyskinsecrets.com. And there's a video on there that talks even more about the vitamin E and the antioxidative properties. And it, and here's the thing. Like, let's just not kid ourselves. Stuff works. I know you're not supposed to say anything, right, because of the FDA and all this health claim crap. Trust me, I just gone through it again with our website. Look, at the end of the day, we're not trying to say a health claim. That's also funny too. Ready for this? So now the company that runs credit cards for us, they said we have to get the testimonials off of our social media. That has nothing to do with our website. I mean, just stop and think about the madness here, folks. We literally can't have people who take our products say they work. Why? Those three words I say on here, follow the money. We literally have people taking our products, telling incredible stories, whether it's eczema or whether it's back pain or whether it's just getting a night of sleep. And we can't even share the testimonials, according to the man. They wouldn't let our credit card take, they wouldn't let our website work until we took down testimonials because it's a health claim. Hey man, look, We all know the system is broken. We all know, right? We know deep down in our heart that the big pharma industry is not doing right by you. It's not taking care of you, right? We know that deep down. We know, right? We know, right? And anything that threatens big pharma, that threatens their bottom line, their stock price, their quarterly earnings reports is a threat to them. And if you find something that you can grow in your backyard that helps with pain, stress, and sleep, they might have to sell their second home. They may have to sell their second jet, those CEOs with those record earnings. Look, folks, we are in a fight now, right? We have been misled. We are being suppressed. The information that we have is being suppressed. To where we're, this is one of the only places we can actually talk freely about the truth. And the truth is that we have people come on here and share their story. And we give you access to this product to pay it forward for what it did for my son and our family. So you can try it for free, but it's on you. You have to take action. And I know you've been burned before. And I know someone's lied to you before. And I know you may have given up hope. But all I'm asking is for you to dig down deep one more time. Just one more time. Just wake. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up. So get up one more time and try this product. Try raw, whole plant. That means you use the whole plant. Just like when you eat it, right? You eat the whole plant. When we crush it and we use cold press extraction, we use the whole plant. We keep it raw, which means it stays in the CBDA form, the acid form that the plant made it in. And then you either eat it or you rub it on. Try it. Try it for 1 week. And if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. We have a 100% money back guarantee. All we're asking you to do is try the product. It could save your life. It could save a loved one's life. And I'm not using hyperbole because I've seen it with my own eyes. We are being suppressed from every which way. We can't tell you what we know. You're hearing this information right now. And challenge me. I'm all about it. Do your own research. Go to PubMed.gov, type in the letter CBDA and whatever condition you're suffering with. Do your own research. I think that's smart. I also think it's smart to do research outside of the United States, right? Do research in other countries as well. You can still go to PubMed.gov and they have tons of research on there from other countries that aren't being controlled. We are in it for the fight of our lives, right? 100 years from now, 200 years from now, people are going to look back and they're going to say, hey guys, just like our buddy Doug Fine, who's been on the podcast, who I've been chatting with again lately, said, we're in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. Our planet, our way of life is at stake. We still have a chance to do something about it. We still have a chance to heal this planet, to heal the people that walk on it, to stand up for truth. So I'm fired up. I want people to be healthy. And I know people want to be healthy. They just don't have access to the information. So that's why we do this. That's why we keep showing up. Before we wrap up, Dan, Janet, do you have anything to add?
No, I think we covered the main topic about the raw renew very thoroughly. Yeah. Of the website you have that people can give it a try, and the video that's available too at that website of a longtime user explaining how it works and how it works for her and the other testimonies that are there. So anyway, the information's out there. We have something that works that actually makes you better and doesn't have the side effects of all the things that people are using on their skin now, and offers relief for a lot of the skin conditions like atopic dermatitis and eczema and psoriasis that at this point there's no effective and certainly no healthy alternatives to.
Absolutely. Dan, you have any closing words before we wrap up?
Just to let everybody know that the links to everything is in the show notes. So if they want to learn more, they can just click the links.
Love it. Well, thanks so much, Dan. Thanks so much, Janet, for joining us. And thank you for joining us right now as well, listening and being a part of this mission to reach a billion people by sharing this information, by trying this product, by letting other people know there is a better way to take control of your health, and going to www.beautyskinsecrets.com. We'll tell you more about this Raw Renew product. So if you have any skin issues or loved ones have any skin issues, serious ones like psoriasis or eczema, that you can try this product. And we have, like I said, we have free plus. All you have to do is pay for shipping. We also have compassionate discounts. We are on a mission to heal the world. In fact, we'll teach you how to grow it in your backyard if you want. And we'll even give you the seeds for free. Just put them in the notes. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world, because that is the mission. Ready, everybody? Unmute your mics. 1, 2, 3.
Heal the world!
Thanks for tuning in to the Miracle Plan Podcast. We will see you next week, 10 a.m. Pacific. Clubhouse. Take care, everybody. Be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.